The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on North Korea and anyone doing business with Pyongyang. The news came as diplomats at the United Nations, in a show of unity, condemned North Korea's nuclear and missile tests. While world leaders agree on the need to step up the pressure, there are many questions about what comes next and how the world can talk North Korea out of a nuclear weapons program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
This is a week of high-stakes diplomacy. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson had his first encounter with his Iranian counterpart Wednesday night and said it was a matter-of-fact conversation about how they view a nuclear deal very differently. But with North Korea, the U.S. has few diplomatic channels.
I don't know whether I can have the same kind of a matter-of-fact discussion with North Korea. We have very, very limited contact with, you know, their representative here at the U.N. from time to time. But how the decision maker or the people that are closer to the decision maker are going to behave is something we will have to understand and learn.
For now, the Trump administration has focused on stepping up the pressure. Trump himself used his UN debut to blast North Korea's leader as a, quote, rocket man on a suicide mission. Today, he announced new sanctions, and as he sat down for lunch with the leaders of Japan and South Korea, he vowed to do things differently.
The United States has had representatives working on this problem for over 25 years. They have done nothing. That's why we're in the problem that we're in today. In addition to, frankly, other countries not doing what they should have done.
China, North Korea's biggest trading partner, backed recent UN sanctions resolutions, but argues that alone won't solve this. China's foreign minister is urging all sides to ease tensions and resume talks. Russia's foreign minister is echoing that, saying there's no alternative to diplomacy. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is also emphasizing the need for a peaceful solution. He addressed the UN General Assembly today through an interpreter.
We do not desire collapse of North Korea. If North Korea makes a decision, even now, to stand on the right side of history, we are ready to assist North Korea together with the international community.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told the UN that North Korea never had any intention of abandoning its nuclear and missile development and has used talks as a way to buy time. Abe also spoke through an interpreter.
North Korea is attempting to dismiss with a smirk the efforts toward disarmament we have assiduously undertaken over the years. The non-proliferation regime is about to suffer a serious blow from its most confident disruptor ever.
Abe is praising Trump for standing tough on North Korea. The U.S. is also leaving the door open to negotiations. When he was asked if dialogue is still possible, Trump told reporters, why not? Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.